In the name of Jesus, my fellow living stones and peculiar people, grace to you and peace. It's good to be here once again at Concordia. I would like to thank Pastor Eckstein for the wonderful Bible class this morning, really being fed on God's Word. What a blessing. What a blessing to Concordia congregation. It's good to be here. I think of how the process began. In January, when we were in Arizona, here comes this email from Pastor Eckstein. Concordia is going to celebrate their 60th anniversary. Would you be willing to be a part of it? Sure, willing to be a part of it, certainly. We've been looking forward to a time when we might come back to Jamestown and see so many of God's wonderful people that we learned to know here. As the year progressed, soon there was the email that, well, you are the only former pastor or person who has consented to come. So would you be willing to preach? And we responded in the affirmative. Finally, well, we're only going to have one service, and this is it. So I get this one shot at all of you, I guess. I think back to the first year that my wife and I, Evie, were here in Jamestown 35 years ago when Concordia celebrated their 25th anniversary. And at that time dedicated the organ for use in God's house, a new organ at that time. And the first pastor, Pastor Fred Riedel, was the speaker at the anniversary service. What blessed memories. What good it is to mark anniversaries. To recall the blessings that God has bestowed upon us in His Son, Jesus Christ. And it begins to raise the question in our mind, why do we gather? Why do we gather in God's house each Sunday? This is just a building of bricks and beams and other building materials. Why do we come here week after week? What is the foundation on which this church is built? Not the physical foundation that holds this structure in place, but the foundation of the church. The foundation on which you are built. What is that foundation? What is it that draws us? The Christian poet states it in these words: we are God's house of living stone, built for His habitation. He, through baptismal grace, us owns, heirs of His wondrous salvation. And so, we base our meditation on the second reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, where Peter, by inspiration, writes to the dispersed people, the elect living in exile, people of God. And he tells them what God is doing for them, what God has done for them, and what they are now doing because of this. He speaks of the foundation on which they are built. The foundation which is pictured as a living stone. A living stone, elect, precious, chosen by God. The one who was foretold to come, the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. That is the foundation of the church, Christ and Him alone. At the same time, the scripture pictures Him as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, the one on whom God laid the sins of all mankind, yours and mine, all the people of the world, and that Christ bore those sins in His body to the tree of the cross. Christ died. He suffered for you and for me, so that in Christ Jesus we have the forgiveness of sins, we have peace with God, and we have that blessed hope of everlasting life. Christ did not remain in the grave, but He rose. He is the victorious one, and He lives. He lives again. He lives so that you and I have that promise of life, of not dying eternally. He declared, "Because I live, you will live also." God made this Jesus Christ the cornerstone on which the church is built, the foundation. And we have come to confess that in baptism, God made us His people. Because of our baptism into Christ, that new life lives in us. Christ lives in us. And so we derive our life in the Spirit, from Jesus Christ. Because of this, God claims us and says, "You are my people." That is what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And because of that, because we are thus united to the living stone, the foundation, we are living stones, not those inert things that clutter up the fields, but people who have the life of Christ living in them. And we are built on that foundation of Jesus Christ. That life in Christ is nurtured by word and sacrament. The Spirit keeps us alive through that means of grace. And that is why we gather here Sunday after Sunday. We believe the promise that Christ gives, "Because I live, you shall live also." What wondrous grace. What wondrous message of God's love for us. And this is the foundation on which this church is built. And as God's people, we remember who we are and whose we are. In the text from 1 Peter, in that litany of names, in the King James Version, it goes like this. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. A peculiar people. Isn't that interesting? And the world would say, "Yeah, you Christians are peculiar. You Christians are against women. You are against abortion. You Christians are homophobic. You say the homosexual lifestyle is wrong. You diminish everything. You are queer. You are odd. We should not be surprised about this. We should not be surprised that the world thus gives us a bad press, misrepresents the teachings of the Scripture. Jesus said that. Marvel not if the world hate you. You know it hated me before it hated you. Do you know why the world hates Christians? It is because they reject Christ. They don't believe that they are sinners, ones subject to God's judgment. Sin is incidental. It's something they can live with. They really don't need a Savior, according to them. And so, yes, you and I are different. And we praise God for that. I have a friend, Gary, who likes to call us, we're not normal. We're not normal. We don't conform to this world. We don't agree with its lifestyle, with its agenda. But you know what? Once you and I were like that. God called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. God called us to faith in Jesus Christ. Not to conform to this world, not to agree with its immoral lifestyle, but to live as God's people here on earth. As God's people, we live transformed lives. We want to tell people what God has done, what God has done for us, and the freedom and the peace and the joy that we have in Christ Jesus. That's why Christ came, to free, to redeem. And God wants us to tell that good news. We want others to know that and to trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior, the mercy and grace of God toward us. And so in our life, and in our conversation, we as Christians are still doing that. Yes, we daily sin. We daily do what God tells us not to do. But we turn to the cross of Christ again, and we seek to live those transformed lives. How wonderful it is to be able to commune with God in prayer, to commend our absent ones to the Lord in prayer, confident that He watches over them. How good it is that we can bring every need that we have to God in prayer, because God has promised, before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will fear. I will hear. We are peculiar people, but we are also a royal priesthood, God's priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And so because Christ lives in us, we live. We are kind to one another. We do gracious deeds for other people. When in faith we visit the sick or people in prison, when we encourage people when they are fallen, when we bring comfort to those who have lost loved ones, when we feed the hungry, when we help the needy, when we clothe those without clothing, this is acceptable to God. God looks at it as being done to Him. We are built on Christ. We trust in Christ for our salvation. We seek to show forth the praise of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Our outward life expresses that. Yes, the church is not buildings. It's just a place where God's people assemble. It's only an aid for us to carry out our task in this world. The church consists of people. You and me, all people who know and confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, who through word and sacrament have become those living stones that are united with Christ. We are people who know we are God's people by grace, that we have obtained mercy. We are people who know the life of Christ living in us. And so we seek to extend that invitation to others, that they too may know Christ as their Savior, Jesus the living stone. We extend that invitation, come to Him. Concordia Lutheran Church. Living stones assembled as God's people. 60 years and counting. Continue. Continue to share. To say to the world, we have good news. Come here. Continue to live as God's peculiar people, God's own people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
In a moment we will receive the offering, but before we do that, please share the peace of the Lord with your family.